So paying my kids and writing every bit of it off. Let's talk about this from a tax perspective. Disclaimer, I'm not a tax professional. Get tax professional advice. But we do this with our kids. I'm going to tell you what we're doing. Okay. Let's talk about my kids' salary. Here's what we do. So we pay them through our company. Okay. We have to pay payroll taxes on that, but we can pay them up to $14,600 a year and they will not be have an income tax on that money. So in essence, that's $14,600. They don't have to pay income tax. Now the company, our company, has to pay payroll taxes, but that's a small minimal amount. Okay. So here's what we do. We get their money. They go through payroll, their own payroll. They get paid their salary. It goes into their individual checking accounts. Here's what I did. I started each one of my kids an IBC account, an infinite banking, whole life insurance, cash value life insurance policy. So here's what I do. John is 15, Tegan's 12, and Georgia's 8. I give $18,000 a year to Jonna's account, to Jonna's IBC policy. I give $15,000 a year to Tegan's, and I give $12,000 a year to Georgia's. All you math people out there, I know that's $45,000. I get it. I'll get the other $1,200 and put it in there from something else. How exactly do I do this? Okay. I pay them a salary, and then I have to pay payroll taxes on the money I give them. The money is sent to their specific account, and then money is pulled from that account and put into their IBC account. Why am I doing this? My goal is to fund this thing until they're 25. In this process, I'm going to teach them how to use an IBC account. So I don't want to go into what an IBC account is, an infinite banking account that has cash value. It's cash value life insurance. So that money grows all the time. I don't want to go into that, but let's just talk about numbers, real numbers. John is 15. If I do $18,000 a year, just she's 25. At 25, she'll have a cash value of $197,000. $197,000 that she can use for anything she wants. Use in and out just like a bank. When Tegan's 12, at 15K a year, at 25, he'll have $201,000 that he can use. Georgia's 8, at 12K a year, she'll have $213,000 that she can use when she's 25. This is setting them up. And we're going to go through here in just a second on the whole process of this and why we're doing this in a little bit more details. But let's look at this. Through the whole time, I'm going to show them what we're doing with this. Because I'm not going to put this money in a checking account, let them spend it how they want to. This is going into an account. This is almost like a retirement account or like a college savings. It's not going to be used for those things. This is going to be used to set themselves up in life for all the things that they want to do or can need to do. But let's talk about the catch. This is not like a trust fund where they get all the money. This is not what that is. Let's go through this. So here's the thing. This is an insurance policy where I am the owner. They're the ones that are insured, but I'm the owner of the policy, but the death benefits on them. This does a few things. So I'm going to get technical on you, but just bear with me. It makes them insurable for life. Why is that important? Because if they come down with type 1 diabetes or they get an autoimmune disease or whatever, they have this life insurance for life. Life insurance is incredibly important. Some people have it, some people don't. But if you get sick or you have something happen to you, you are uninsurable. You get type 1, you're uninsurable. You get an AI disease, you're probably uninsurable. You get a type of cancer and get healed, you're probably going to be uninsurable. What this does, this ensures that my kids are insurable for life. The next thing is it allows them to have their own bank and to have money to use and invest in whatever they need. Obviously, I will help guide that for a long, long time, but it gives them that opportunity now. Okay, not to mention I'm getting that write-off every year that I do this. They will not have access until I allow it. So if I got a kid that's, you know, went off the wagon, I don't have to give it at 25. That's just the age I pick. It may be 24 for one kid, maybe 30 for another. I really don't know, but I'm going to be able to give access to them when I see fit. And again, I will still be able to control that. It allows me to teach them about how to use the IBC and the banking function and becoming their own banker. Hopefully they will continue to do this long after they get access to that, and they will start more policies to create more wealth. Here's the next thing. It gives me access to this money to use all throughout the time that we're building this account. So if I put in, let's just call it $45,000 a year as that money builds, that'll give me access to a lot of money that I can invest with, do things with, make more money for them, make more money for our family, whatever the case may be. So it gives me access. I'm taking money from our business and it gives me access to you be able to use that money. And it's also a write-off all those years. Now, here's the thing. The number will go up year after year after year of what you can pay your kids from an income tax-free standpoint. The next thing is this will give me a pool of capital to buy things with that I need, maybe for them. Maybe it's a car. Maybe we do something with a wedding here. Maybe, I don't really know. There's all kind of things that come up that are unforeseen that we may need to have money for. And if it involves one of them, we could use this pile of cash to use and to help them. What do you do if your kids are young, but you as an adult can't afford to like fund a whole policy? How do your kids do that? So your kids need to start a policy. You can start a policy with a very, very nominal fee. I would say probably 10 grand a year. Now, that's going to build slow, but over time, that thing's going to compound. And it could get pretty massive by the time they get older, but also they'll have access to use that money. So the thing you have to think about IBC is this. You're not spending this money. You're investing this money. You are taking this money and you're warehousing this money in a place that grows compounding over time. So anytime you have cash value, the highest amount of cash value, that's what that thing grows at. So if you pull 50 grand out, you have $100,000 in it and you pull $50,000 out, it's still growing at $100,000. Well, if I have a savings account, I have $100,000 in there and it's growing at 5%, that's great. But number one, I got to pay taxes on that 5% that I made. And number two, if I pull 50 grand out to use it, I'm only getting interest on 50 grand. Well, in IBC, you have 100, you pull 50 out, it's growing on 100 and it grows uninterrupted compounding. And that over time is an extremely dramatic. My advice would be have them start a policy for $5,000 or $10,000. I mean, seriously, $5,000 or $10,000, what that would do is that would just set them up. It also creates a habit of saving. You know, I got to go get this amount of money every week, every month, every year in order to put into this policy. And some people just don't want to save because they don't have anything to save for. But sometimes having something to save for is good because it's good discipline. So that's what I would do. Is this a long play? Yes. The goal is to give our kids money and make them rich, but I want to set themselves up for that. I'm not just going to give them a pile of money and say, go. We're going to teach them through this. But having access to capital is the number one thing that keeps people from investing and starting or buying businesses. Ownership and investing is where true wealth is created. And if I can set them up for that right now, I want to do it. Am I giving them a major advantage? Yes. Are they going to have so much money that they don't have to do anything? Absolutely not. Warren Buffett was very clear. And he says, set your kids up to where they can do anything they want, but never set your kids up so where they don't have to do nothing. That's what I'm hoping to do. I'm hoping to set these kids up and teach them through this whole process. But here's the thing. It is a patience game. It is a long game. Is this the right thing to do? I don't know. I feel like it is. I feel like I'm going to be able to help them when they're 25 to set up and do things that I wasn't able to do. And if I can teach them and set themselves up for massive success, then that's what I want to do. Hey, we talk a lot about IBC. We talk a lot about investing. We talk a lot about kids. We talk about the whole process. If you want to see anything particular, I'd love to hear that in the comments about what you would want to know more about. If it's something I know about, great. If it's something I don't know about, I will bring someone in that can help us find that information. Thank you so much, guys.